Because if I say that you're able to go to heaven based on your choice, not God's, that you're the determinant of your destiny, your eternal destiny, this is up to you to do, God leaves it completely to you. The next question would be, does God know what you'll do? And the answer to that question has to be yes, He does know what you are going to do because He knows everything. And because He already has a book from eternity in which the names of all the people who will believe are already written down, so God already knows. So the question is, if He knew you weren't going to believe, then why did He go ahead and create you anyway? I mean, you really never escape the dilemma. And somebody might come along and say, like the openness theologian people, and say, well, He doesn't know. Well, if He doesn't know, then for mercy's sake, why did He just throw this thing to the wind like a bunch of dandelions and let it fall wherever it would? He certainly must have known how it would turn out terribly. He certainly knew He'd thrown Satan out of heaven. He certainly knew a third of the angels went with Him. He certainly knew that they were doing what they were doing in the Garden of Eden. He certainly knew all that. Why would He do this? Why would He create the race if there was even the possibility of hell? You never really do escape the issue. In the end, one thing is clear. God never, ever planned to save everyone. Say, how do you know that? Because not everyone is saved. Therefore, God couldn't have planned to save everyone, or everyone would be saved, right? Because God can do whatever He purposes to do. Is that not true? So the question is then, why does God pass over some and choose others? And the answer is for His own glory. Romans 9 again tells us that God is glorified in His wrath as He is in His mercy. Now, this is a huge issue, but denying the doctrine of predestination or the doctrine of election doesn't solve the problem. One thing is clear. God did not determine to save everyone. That is clear. Jesus said that when He said, many are on the broad road that leads to destruction. And so the question then is, if God, in His perfectly just and holy sovereign purpose, determined to save some, by what means did He determine to do that? Did He determine to do it simply willy-nilly on the part of the people making the choice, or did He Himself make the choice? First